A reading from Matthew 13, 34-35. Jesus spoke all of these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world."
I believe Jesus is referencing Psalm 78, which opens this way, "O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children." We're shifting here a little bit in the teaching, but we're still in the funny kind of way in the same place. I mentioned to you, apart from this, that Dietrich Bonhoeffer called the Psalms the prayer book of Jesus. And he is going to the Psalm 78, or he's referencing it because he's fulfilling it. He's totally in connection with what the Word of God had predicted, or how the Word of God would be communicated.
Yeah, it's interesting because of all of the Old Testament scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, Jesus quotes most often Deuteronomy, Psalms, and Isaiah. And he, in all of these, is picking up the aspect of the expectation of what God was going to do for his people through this one who's coming. And he captures himself right in the midst of this parable. It is an interesting catch that you have there.
So in the coming days, we're going to move into studying parables, which is a little different than what we have had before on the Sermon on the Mount. He uses that. But what I like, when I think of the way the Bible works, I think of what Paul says in 1 Corinthians, more or less, is the language of the Spirit of God, which is the language of the Holy Spirit. The language of the Holy Spirit is not the language of engineers and mathematics. It's the language that incorporates not only the mind, but the human heart and the yearnings of the human heart. In Ecclesiastes, it said, "And God put eternity in the hearts of men," and this longing for something, connectiveness to some truth beyond just self, is in every human heart.
And it's hidden there in story. And so Jesus unleashes story in his hearers through metaphor, allegory, through proverb. And if we try to use a scientific mind that is going to explain every aspect of the proverb, we'll end up with very strange theology. We understand that he's telling a big story. There's a narrative story behind it. And so as we look at the proverbs, we're going to look for what is his main point. What is he trying to say here? Not try to make every aspect of the proverb come alive. We need that maybe to interpret it, to understand what the main point is. But Jesus is calling out the big story out of us, that we were lost, we made a mess of things, God comes in and offers us an opportunity to come alive in him and become part of his restoration story.
How have you called this? I mean, you call it the big narrative. I think this is so important. One time you and I were talking about getting into the main flow of God's story, not history or his story, but God's story. The man's story is part of God's story, but it's only part of God's story.
Yeah. God's the main narrator. And if we remember that and see God as the main narrator, all of the pieces of our story are going to be important, invaluable. There's nothing lost in the telling of our lives.